Okay, so we're about to embark upon the sugya of kavua. We spoke about kavua once or twice in the past. We spoke a lot about it last year. We spoke a little bit about it in this past sugya. But now we're going to see if we can analyze a little bit some of the kalalim that play out in the sugya of kavua. So how do we get into kavua in the first place? The test is not really chulin. So the answer is the Gemara is giving these strange cases of the mice. Of course, I talked to the mice running around to the houses. Otherwise, we have nothing to talk about in Shulzma. So the Gemara tells us the following scenario, that you have nine piles of Kosher Pesach cookies, and you have one pile of chametz, and you're watching a mouse run, and you're not paying too careful attention which one of the piles the mouse took from, and now lo and behold, he grabs a pile, and now something happens, and now we have a shaila. So whether the shaila is that the mouse ran into a house and we want to know whether we have to bedikas chametz, that was Rashi's presentation, or whether the shaila is we want to take the food out of the mouth of the mouse and eat it, so that's the way Tosfos sized up the shaila. But lamaisa, the Gemara calls the kavua. The Gemara says this is the halacha equivalent of 10 stores. One of them selling kosher food, one of them selling a tray for meat. And I walk into one, I don't remember which is which, and now I have a little sasafek. So that's a din of kol kavuk mechtadami, which the Gemara throws a pasuk at you, it's a din deraisa, the sasafek deraisa l'chumra, and a whole megillah. So the Gemara says, whatever plays out in chulin, in terms of the teisha chenuyos of kavua, the same is true when it comes to the teisha tzibur in shamat, v'yachat shochametz. So there's a big, big problem with the sugya, there's a huge problem with this equation of the Gemara. It's not really the same. This is not identical at all. In the case of the Teisha Chanuyas, I am the one who walked over to the stores and I picked out a piece of meat. So that's Kavua. I, as the Gavra, walked over to the Makom Ha'Isser, and that's Kavua. Whereas over here, I didn't do that. The mouse did that. So maybe we should view this as Piresh, because obviously every case of Piresh came from the Makom Kavua. Nothing didn't have my magic. Obviously, somebody or something or something caused the piece in question to exit the Makom HaKviyus. L'chora, the din of Kavua means when I go to the Makom HaKavua. That's what the Gemara sounds like in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara talks about the possibility if, let's say, Nimtza B'yat Akum. So the Gemara says that what if we have 10 stores, 9 selling kosher, 1 selling treif, and now we find a piece of meat in the hands of the goy. So the Gemara calls that Piresh. That up eating is called Piresh. So why is that called Piresh? Obviously the goy walked over to one of the stores and the goy took it from one of the stores. What's the difference whether the goy takes from the stores or whether the mouse takes from the stores? L'chora, the reason why there's no kavua in the case of the goy is because kavua only means when a Yisrael, when someone is chayav mitzvah, someone this is relevant to, when he goes to the Makom HaKviyus, that's called kavua. Anything short of that should be called Piresh. So why is it that the mouse running into the house, running over to the piles, why should that be called kavua? So Tosfos says, that even though something is technically Piresh, but it's called Piresh Lefaneinu, and that's a whole other ballgame, says Tosfos. That the reason why Nimtzav Yad HaGoy is not the same as Nimtzav Piya Achbar, because in the case of the goy, I didn't see the goy walking into the stores. If I'd be standing there and watching the guy walk into one of the stores, that would taka be kavua. So Tosfos draws an equation on the board called Piresh Lefaneinu is the halach equivalent of kavua. That's the aseret adam. So we now have three different scenarios that could play out where statistically it's all the same. It's all 9 to 1. But in halach, they're very, very different. So one is on one extreme is kavua mamish. Means that Yisrael walks into the store and takes a piece of food. That's Eilcha Kavukamas. That's in the rights of Arvav Kavukamas. Not to talk about. Then you have Be'idach Kis, at the other end of the spectrum. You have Piresh Lebefaneinu. I don't know, I'm fast asleep, and there's a mouse running in, there's a goy running in, the wind blows the food. It's mamish Piresh without any cognizance of any awareness of Mitzad Yisrael. That's for sure considered to be Piresh. Now you have this middle category called Piresh Lefaneinu. The Tosfos just meant mamish made up. The Gemara never expressed itself about the third category. So Tosfos says, obviously, that's what's going on in Pesachim Dov Tes. This must be a scenario of Piresh Lefaneinu. And since the Gemara says, Hainu Teisha Chanuyos, Hainu Kavua, Zevman from Dice, even the Gemara, that Pir Shefanein was the lach equivalent of the Yisrael himself walking into one of the sword. That's how Taisa sizes up the sugya. So Taisa is now, based on their sizing up the sugya, now has a very big challenge. Because Taisa says as a Gemara in Masechet Zvach, in the beginning of Parakol Zvach Shin Sarvu, where the Gemara doesn't seem to accept this idea of Pir Shefanein. The Gemara seems to ignore this middle category. What was the context of that Gemara? So Taisus as a whole, you have to first read the first two plot of the Eper of the Zvachim to figure out what Taisus is talking about. So basically the Mishnah begins with a very, very strange Tarevis. I have a lot of animals and they're all Karbonis. I have 500 animals all ready to roll, bring its Karbonis. And now one animal gets mixed in to that to the 500 animals, and that one animal is Nifsol Lagaviyah Mizbech, the other blood. What could possibly go wrong with an animal to make a nifsal on his bech? It's alive, it's haunted, it's not in the veil, it's not trefa. What's the problem? So trefa is a different sort. So trefa may be able to be determined later, but something that's a mamash nisari, it's impossible to tell which is the bad one. So the Mishnah gives two examples. One is, it's a shor niskel. We know a little bit about shor niskel, we spoke about it once or twice. So it's a shor shenigma dino l'skila, so that I can't shech that animal, so that poses a problem. I have a challenge. I have one, so to speak, treif animal. I have one puzzled animal mixed into 500 kosher ones. Or the other example, something that's really, really bad, but also not discernible to the naked eye, is the chattas hamesis. The Mishnah says in Tmur, there are five different scenarios that can play out to a korban chattas that could warrant it to become a chattas hamesis. Basically, the chattas has to die. It can't be brought as a korban anymore. It can't be eaten. It can't be nothing. It can be totally osav hanra. The entire sugi of chattas hamesis is halacha moshe mesinai. That's the whole sugi of Maseches Tabura. It's spelled out. There are five different things that can go disastrously wrong with a chattas. Either it's a chattas shemeksu be'alea, or chattas shenevda, chattas she'avashnos. There are different things that can go really, really bad with a chattas that can force us to no longer bring this as a korban anymore and can't shecht it as chul anymore. It's a total, complete disaster. And all those dinim are halacha moshe mesinai. So comes the Mishnah in Zvachim and now tells us, I have 100 kosher karbonos. Nebuch, one shor niskel gets mixed in, one chattas hamesis gets mixed in. What do I do? So the Mishnah says, kulam yamusa. The Mishnah says, they're all disaster. They're all gone. They're all finished. You can't do anything. Why can't do anything? Why isn't it bottle barov? So the Gemara is a bin and a hair and a hidden hair and a hair. Why isn't it bottle barov? And finally the Gemara says, the reason why it's not bottle barov is because bal chayim chashiv v'lo batle. Because since the animals are all alive, so a bal chay is considered to be a double choshuv, and then again it's only midirabon. So minatayra, probably everything is bottle barov, midirabon, and what's the double choshuv? And as we mentioned last week, there are different ways to measure the barometers we use to measure the v'choshev. Chetich v'skabet, and barriers, and damshav minions, and those are all, some of them are true, some of them are not true, depending on what you think about last year's shiurim. So one of the items that's never going to be bottled is Balik Chaim. So at that point, the Gemara says, okay, Balik Chaim and not bottle. Okay, that's true, Balik Chaim and not bottle. So you can't apply the rule of Hilchos Taravimus here, but you still have a rov. You still have Hochanach HaRov. So what do we forget about Bittul Barov? We know this already. There's Rubidi Sikabon, Rubidalei Sikabon, and Tarovus is a Bittul Barov. So Dami Yocha, forget about Bittul Barov. It's not going to work. Let's at least rely on the parasha of Azlina Basa Ruba. We'll follow the majority. We'll follow the Rubidi Sikabon. It's Kabbalah. I have 100 animals. I know for a fact 100 are kosher. I know for a fact one is off limits, the bringers of Korban. Why can't we invoke the parasha of Rubidi Sikabon? What would that mean to invoke the parasha of Rubidi Sikabon? That would mean to walk over to the barn and take one of the animals out and say, oh, Baruch Hashem, that this is the good one. The robe indicates that this is the good one. That's what I should do. That's not how Taroivis. I'm not saying that all the animals are good. No one's bringing all the animals as a Kabbalah. If it would be a Taroivis, we'd both broke, going to the rush, it's an epoch that's hetrach. I mean, all the animals are good. I'm not doing that. I just simply want to walk over to the barn and take out one animal and say, call the parish, Ruba parish. And most likely that's the kosher one. What are you, crazy? You can go over to the barn and take out one animal. That's what? That's not called the parsha ruba parsha. What is that? It's the chavua. So that's nuts. You can't do that. You can't just walk over and take an animal. That's mamash kavua. That's a deraisa. That's called kavua kemetzah metzah dummy. So it's with this background that the Gemara asks the next kasha. The Gemara says, no. We can do it in a way that we can finagle around. We can maneuver ourselves out of kavua. How do you do that? Kavua is only with the issus kavua b'mkoymoy. when everything is stationary. But if things are on the move, things have, you know, some kinetic energy, things are hopping around, dancing around, bouncing around. So that's ois kavua. So what do? Who remembers? What does it want to say?
Make them dance.
Make them dance, right? Turn the music up, make them dance a little bit, throw a couple of rocks into the bar. All of a sudden, the atoms are dancing around, dancing around. Whenever I read that Gemara, I was, I don't know why, but it always came into my mind the Disneyland. So the bear show, right? You know, the bear show at Disneyland, right? You know the. Okay. So I don't know, for some reason, whenever I read that Gemara, I always think of that. So the atoms are dancing around. So the Gemara says, Gevaldik, what a great idea. So the Gemara takes the Gemara a whole lot to figure out what's wrong with that. Why is that good? Not a good idea. Finally, the Gemara comes up, why? Maybe that's such a good idea. Gzeir Shemikach, when I come a whole line of Mikil. So Taisus stops and says, wait. Hold the phone, says Taisus. What was the Gemara thinking? What was the happening of the Gemara? That we're going to go in there and look at these cows. The cows are all laying down. They're all hot. They're tired. They're sleeping. And we're going to go raise the volume a little bit, get them to dance a little bit, and to get one to be Piresh. And now we'll be able to bring a Korban. Says Taisus, what are you talking about? How is that going to work? What's the problem? By turning on the music and getting things to move, what are you doing?
You're taking that.
You're, well, it's going to be Piresh, but what's it going to be? Piresh what? Lefaneinu. It's going to be Piresh Lefaneinu. And that's a problem, says Taisus. Isn't that Gemara and Zvachim against the Gemara and Zvachim? Now again, it's a strange thing, because there is no Gemara and Zvachim, and there's no Gemara and Zvachim. Neither Gemara talks about Piresh Lefaneinu. There's no Taisus made a talk answer. But Taisus was forced. It didn't tell us, just didn't make it up for their own, just to make themselves feel good. Taisus was forced himself to test to come up with this concept called Piresh Sechel Faneinu, because otherwise they had no way of being Miyashiv HaGemar. Why does the Gemara call our case Kavua? It's not Kavua. It's not the same thing. It's the mouse walking out. I'm not walking in. It's the mouse walking in. Chloe says, Leis Breira. That there must be a principle called Kavua Lefaneinu, Piresh Lefaneinu. So Abba Zoid is a principle called Piresh Lefaneinu. So what's going on in the Zvachim? How can the Gemara ignore that? How can the Gemara even dream about asking that Kasha? If you get to Teretz is a Habitzer, that's the next problem. So you, but the Kasha, the whole Anach of the Kasha was a Peladik Kasha. How can the Amoraim in Masech Zvachim forgot what was Muchach on Zvachim of Tess? So Taisis in Zvachim was also about his Kasha. I said, Taisim, Zvachim is Badus Kasha, and Zvachim is Badus Kasha. And 1 year I was learning Zvachim and Zvachim at the same time. So I was very, very excited, because every once in a while I'd be in the base management, I would carry my Gemara Zvachim and Gemara Zvachim. So I always thought of the Rachman of Hashem and Zvachim and Zvachim. I always thought that was a nice thing to learn both Masechtas at the same time. So there's a little over, interplay between the Masechtas. So Taisim Zvachim throws the hands up and says, we didn't forget what we wrote back in Zvachim. It's been a few years since Tafiyom Yipzachim to get to Zvachim. We didn't forget we wrote in Zvachim. Vada, this is in a Pirshul Faneinu. What you have to say is, it'll give the Teretz. That's Taisim Zvachim. Mistam, what it means is, we have to raise the volume and then close our eyes and run away. Make sure we don't see the act of Prisha, because if we're there witnessing the Prisha of Fadeno, so we accomplish absolutely nothing. We scared the animals. We gave ourselves a headache by raising the music. We got the animals to wake up and start dancing, but it's not going to do anything, because it's going to invite to be a Prisha of Fadeno. So, Akkoch, you have to. You have to stick into the Gemara and Zvachim, and the Gemara asks, the night, they make them dance around and move around to break up the Kaviyas. What that must mean is, we do our part, and then we quickly scoot out of here and don't watch it, because if we watch it, then we're in trouble. We haven't solved any problem. It's quite a terrorist. Mamish Tais is writing Chidushi Tayran, level their ISIS. This is Kavua, not Kavua. You know, they have to revamp the whole Sugya in Zvachim, because otherwise, against the Hanocha, that they were Merchia for the Gemara and Zvachim. What Tais is making Mamish a whole world out of a concept that we don't even have version of Chazal, but what are you going to do? Taisus had it. Taisus was forced. Taisus, the Balei Taisus had a better understanding than we do. So Balei Taisus were forced to create this concept of Piresh Lefaneinu. And once they took it, they were so convinced it was right, and they were willing to textually revamp and ignore the simple reading of the Gemara in Masech HaZvachim, that it shouldn't contradict that you say that they're Mechichim Zvachim. That's quite a statement.
Is the problem with the animals being stationary when you're taking the animal?
Yeah, if it's stationary when I take it, that's Kavod Deraisa.
Right, meaning at that point, if the animals are dancing around, by the time you take it, there's no way for you not to be watching while you're taking the animal.
No, but that's okay. But the Piresh Lefaneinu means that the act, it means it transferred from a state of Kavod to non-Kavod, Shlob Lefaneinu. So I raised the volume, and then the animals are still sleeping. I raised the volume, And they're like, Yeshivach, they don't get up right away from the loud music. They open their eyes, they look around, maybe 5 more minutes. You know, it's okay, so I'm like, filling on my Yishtabach, you know, it's okay, I can wait a few more minutes. So the animal's also not in a rush to get up, they're lazy. So from that minute that I turn up the music, says, I said, get out the door right away and close your eyes, run the other way, because if you're standing there in the barn, if you say to them, come on, let's go, time to get up, time for Shacharis, come on. And if you're there and you watch them start to yawn and start to stretch and start to get out of bed and start to move around to go wash Negevah, say, oh, that's it. You watched the breaking up of the Kviyas. You saw the breaking up of the Kviyas. That's a spiritual fighting, you have a problem with it. That's what Taizim sizes up the Sugyuzimach. So Taizim Sachem doesn't believe that that's true. Taizim Sachem doesn't think textually that that's right. They didn't stick into the Gemara and Zvachem Achem Eskino Kimta. We state them anywhere in the Gemara that make sure the Prisha doesn't happen for Nenim. The Taizim said the simple text of the Gemara and Zvachem is Kipshutai, that even if the Prisha happens in front of us, it doesn't bother us. Aye, but Agamar Sachem. So Priska Taizim says, no, there are two din. There are two din of Kavua. Sometimes Kavua lends itself to a problem of Prisha Lefanenu. And sometimes, even though it's Prisha Lefanenu, it doesn't bother us. So you see that the fascinating, the Balei Taisa and Zvachem, Taisa and Zvachem and Psochem, each one of them are challenged with the same cash, the cash that they created. And whereas one day Taisa was willing to text with Tashka around him a little bit, the Gemara, the Balei Taisa and Psochem said, no, we're going to create a brisket tire. We're not going to touch the text of the Gemara. We're not going to even look to the animals dancing around. We're going to show you why that Klal of Prisha Lefanenu is sometimes a problem and sometimes not a problem. Vivatu Watlin. So Taisa says this is part of a general theme that's going to be really the theme of most of our sugya. Is that the term kavua appears in different places in Shas, but it means different things in different places. Is kavua din d'araisa? Absolutely. We want ksubas in the end of the first prevalence. After psukim, b'lish himself, there's a parish of kavua d'araisa. But Taisa posits the following theory. Not every time the Gemara says the word Kavua, every time the Gemara goes to the theme of Kavua, is it automatically din deraisa. Kavua is sometimes deraisa, and now there's a newfangled Kavua called Kavua derabanan. What's Kavua deraisa, Kavua derabanan? So Taisa explained to you. In order for something to be Kavua deraisa, a few conditions have to be met. One is it has to be Kavua, it has to be stationary, it's moving, that's Nishken Kavua. But number two, not only does Kavua presuppose that there is Isser and Heter here, that's every Kavua. If there's no Isser here, that's not Kavua, that's everything's Mutter. So Kavua means that I know for a fact there's Isser here, and I know for a fact there's Heter here, and everything is stationary. But Taisa says one last condition is necessary in the Torah. What is that? It has to be Yadu Abim Kaimah, it has to be Nikim Abim Kaimah. I have to not only be able to say with a straight face, I know there's Isser and I know there's Heter. I know exactly where the Isser, I can point to the Isser, I can isolate the Isser, I can isolate the Heter. So what's my suffix? My suffix is that the piece in front of me, I don't know which group that came from. That's exactly my problem. If I knew which piece it came from, then the sugar would be over. So in order for kavua to be true, it's not enough that the butcher store be kavua b'mkaimah, it's stationary. The butcher store is not on wheels. So the butcher store is stationary. So the butcher store is stationary, but more than that, I have to be able to know, this is the Trefa store, this is the Caribbean store, and this is Dougie's. I have to know exactly which is which. I have a latest esophagus on the piece of meat, because I don't know where the piece of meat came from, because I was half asleep when I walked and went shopping this morning. But the Isser and that, they have to be there, and they have to be more than just there, they have to be Kavua M'Kaimah. They have to be bad, I'm sorry, they have to be Nikim M'Kaimah. That's Taisa Shita in order to meet the criteria of being Kavua D'Araisa. The problem is,
the case of Kavua D'Araisa is people standing together.
Yeah.
A person standing is Nikar M'Kaimah?
I know who everybody is. I know who's the Jew. I know who's the Goy. I know everybody. And now I'm not sure who was killed.
Even though people can move.
Right, but right now, they're not moving. Animals are also Kavua, though they can move. Right. If they're M'Kaimah. So Taisa says, Alba Zoi, that in order to be a real Kavua, it has to be not just stationary, it's got to be Nikar M'Kaimah. So says Taisa, what's going on in Zvachem? The Gemara says, here's the kasha. The Gemara said that I have this big Torah, it's 500 kosher animals and one problematic animal. The Gemara says, why can't, we say bittle, bittle you can't say, because it's a davar chashuv in a bottle. So Taisa said, okay, so zolzayin, so forget about bittle. The Gemara asked the kasha, why can't I just walk over to the barn and take one of the animals away? It wasn't you crazy? You're going to take one of the animals away, it's a kavua. So Taisa said, what do you mean kavua? It's not Nikar M'Kaimah. It's a Torah. That's the whole problem. If it would be Nikar M'Kaimah, then I would just stay away from the animal that has the Shor Niskel on it. If Lu Yitzui Beis would have put a necklace around the Shor Niskel at the time and said, you missed the Shor Niskel, Or if the Kohanim would have put around the necklace around the Chatzal Eses, then we wouldn't be learning the first three blot of the eight parables of Achim. So obviously it's not Nikarim Kavim. So Frank Taisa Gash, we just got finished telling you a Chiddush that there's no such thing as Kavua, if it's not Nikarim Kavim. So what's going on in Zvachim? So Taisa says, Akorchach, is what?
It's Dabar Choshu, so it's Nikar itself.
Oh, wait. So Akorchach, says Taisa, you have to say, this is a Kavua Drabonah. This is not real Kavua Deraisa. Because at the end of the day, it's not Nikar. At the end of the day, I don't know which is which. So there's no way that this is a real problem in a Torah. It cannot possibly be Kavua Deraisa. So why does the Gemara say, you can't do it because it's Kavua? Says Taisus, it must be that Chazal, sometime in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the days of the Mishnah, some based an institute and said, you know, to be Kavua, it doesn't really have to be Nikar. Even if it's not Nikar, it's too close for comfort. Midaraisa, you have to have 10 conditions in order to be Kavua. Midaraban, you have to have 9 conditions. That's all the time. You know. Like Lamoshal, Midaraisa, in order to be Chatzitza, it's got to have robe and mach, it's got to be 2 conditions. Midarabanan, they did away with 1 of the conditions, they're too close for comfort. You can start to mix things up. So that's what Taisa says, but it's also that Midaraisa, it has to be Nikar, Midarabanan, as long as it's Kavua, even without being Nikar, that's also called Kavua. So it says Taisa, now you have to be careful. Every time you see the Gemara invoking the term Kavua, every time the Gemara says the word Kavua, you have to ask yourself, is this a Deraisa thing? Then a Derabanan thing? So Taisa says, once we just ascertained that not all kavuos are the same, now we can begin to understand why sometimes we equate Pirish B'Faneinu with kavua and sometimes not. In Psachim Daf Tes, this is the real McCoy. This is a very, very serious degree, very, very serious level of kavua, because here, each piece is Nikum Grammar. I know which is the Matzah, I know which is the Chometz. The problem is, I wasn't paying attention, and the mouse ran, and I was on the phone. I didn't see which part of the mouse came, went to. So now I have a latest asofik. So this is mamish like a teisha chanuyos. This is a real serious case. So when you're dealing with the real kavua, the real mekoy kavua, the super duper duper high level kavua of nika b'mkomo, then pirush lefaneinu poses a problem. You're dealing with a lower level kavua. You're dealing with a second degree kavua. You're dealing with the abundant kavua. The kavua of zvachim nash. And the kavua of zvachim is not a deraisa. Everyone knows that. It's not nikim kum. Father's not nikim kum. So since it's not nikim kum, you're only dealing with the kavua. The rabbanan. No. Pirush lefaneinu doesn't pose a problem.
That's what Tosin is right.
It was second zvachim. So Tosin zvachim and Tosin zvachim have two very, very different ways of resolving the sugya. Quite a dozen zvachim, there is a din called Pirush Lefaneinu. Pirush Lefaneinu is exactly 100% the equivalent of kavua in the full sense of the word. And if it applies in zvachim, it applies in zvachim. The only reason why the Gemara is not mizyachis to it in zvachim is because the Gemara is mizyachis to it. Because the Gemara knew Chazal when they asked Akasha, will the Mashir of the night make the animals dance? The Amorim realized that, what are you doing learning zvachim? You didn't even learn zvachim yet. So what are you learning zvachim for? So you got to learn the regular stuff first. Remember once, Shiva Kebiyam told us once that some Bachram in the middle of his mind, something she was learning about Batsia, Bachram got a little lazy, you know, they weren't so emotional Torah, and they came with a quest, they wanted to learn Kutchu. Decided in the middle of the little Chard, they wanted to learn Zvachim. So, learning Zvachim is a great thing, learning Kutchu is a great thing, but you don't stop learning Kutchu because you're having a Shach Hezman of learning Batsia. So he said to them, Nirpim, Atem Nirpim, Alkein Atem Omrim, Nachon is Bechol Alkeinu. Paro says, because you're Rifyim, because you're not learning, so we'll bring Kabbalah. So the Balatayim and Tvachim were assuming that you already went to the regular yeshivas, you already went to Mismash, you already learned for a few years before, you don't come to Brisk when you're 13. So you already learned Psachim, so now you're assuming that the regular yeshivas learn Psachim. So you learn Psachim, so you already know Psachim, you already know Chul, you already know the regular stuff. Then you're the regular, next step in life, then you go to Kachim. So this idea that ties them
so. The Gemara doesn't think that's kavua at all. The Gemara says Nechmashinu was going to be pirish.
Right. So the Gemara so but Kol's man it wasn't pirish, then it's kavua. So when the Gemara said it's kavua, that was on a kavua derabanan.
Oh, the original kavua.
Right. The kavua that appears in the sugi that before the Gemara said let's break up the kavua. So Taizim Sachem, but that's right. The Falun Chiddush. So two did my brisk kavua. Taizim writes, but Med Devarim Murim Pirish Lefaneinu poses a problem. That's when you're dealing with kavua deraisa. And you're only dealing with a low level beshmek of the Ramana, then Pirush Lefaneinu doesn't pose a problem. How do you understand that? What's the translation? Give me other advertisers. So the Chora, one has to analyze what's the nature of Pirush Lefaneinu. Taisus made it up. Again, there's no Gemara anywhere in Shas that says the words Pirush Lefaneinu. So Taisus made it up to explain what's going on with the mice on Pesachim Neftaz. So Yesh Lodun, what's shot in this equation, the Baal Yatayz, this equation of Chazal, Smucha Neftaz, that Pirush Lefaneinu is the same as Kavua? One can understand that in one of two ways. Either one can understand that this is Mamash Adin B'Daraisa. Pirush Lefaneinu is the real McCoy. It's exactly identical to what's covered by the existence of Avlo Kamalov. There's zero difference between my walking into the butcher store and a mouse walking into the over to the piles. Well, let's say I'm watching the goy. A goy walks into one of the stores, I'm watching the goy, and then I lose track. I'm on the fucking phone, but I lose track which store the goy goes into. So one could argue Pirush Lefaneinu is identical on love of their eyes. So that is mamish kavua gomu min haTorah. Or no, maybe Pirush Lefaneinu is not really kavua der Aisa. Maybe kavua der Aisa is a lot of conditions. It's got to be kavua, stationary. Maybe it has to be isa dikum kaimai. And maybe the source of the person who goes to the makom kavius has to be someone who has kashrus or has chametz to speak to. If it's a mouse that's going there, goy is going there. Even though I'm watching, I'm videoing him, I'm standing there watching from across the street, maybe that's not called kavua. Aye, it doesn't make any sense. So good morning, says, we don't understand any kavua. None of kavua seems to fit any degree of now that doesn't make sense, but it's very, very different from the regular world of statistics, what's going on in kavua. So we already mavatl ourselves to the idea that kavua is some kind of a dinderaisa, which breaks the regular rules of statistics. So good, Zalzana breaks it again. There's got to be a Yisrael, a Chayv Mitzvah that walks into the Bachmach Vias to be called Kavua Deraisa. So maybe this whole din of Pirush Lefaneinu, Lak, Stak, and Beryl, is all Chumim Midrabanim. If that's the case, if you take that second side of the Chakira, that Pirush Lefaneinu, it exists, because that's what's going on in Pesachim Neftaz, but it's not a din Deraisa. If that's true, that the whole institution, the whole equation of Pirush Lefaneinu is like Kavua, is only a Chumim Midrabanim, then we can begin to understand what Taisim Sahum is driving at. That Bamed Devar Mamurim, that Chazal instituted this Chumra Derabon, Pirush Lefaneinu, to equate Pirush Lefaneinu with Kviyus Mamish, that's when there's a Deraisa here. When you're dealing with a real Kavua Deraisa, so then they would Geizer, Pirush Lefaneinu, Atu, you walking in yourself. But if the whole thing is Derabonin anyway, double Derabonin, there's nothing Deraisa here. It's not kavua deraisa for two reasons. It's not kavua deraisa because it's not nikim kavua, and it's not kavua deraisa because it's pirish only. It's not really you walked yourself. So that's already too much. Mamish, going back to the moshe, we have a tevila. Halach moshe was in, you need two conditions to be necessary in order to be opposed to the problem of chatzitza deraisa. It's got to be a rova ma'apit. So the Gemara explains to us in a few places that Chazal gezer, since the Torah requires two conditions, one of the conditions is missing. It's a rubo sheina ma'apit, or it's a miyuta ma'apit. Okay, that's already too close for comfort. But what if both conditions are missing? It's a mere chain of mahmud. So it means it has nothing in common with the world of Raisas. So the Gemara calls that Xer L'Xer. It's so far removed from any concept of Raisa and Chatzitza, even Midr Abonim, that's okay. We have a minig there. It's a minig. We try to clear ourselves of all Chatzitza. We don't take any chances. But that's a much, much later chum. That's not even a din Midr Abonim. That's not Ma'akabidiyya. That's a Midr Chatzitza. It's a L'Chatzitza take a practice. So it's over here. In order to be kavod deraisa, you need two very, very important conditions. Besides the fact it has to be stationary, that's like not negotiable. Two conditions deraisa have to be present. Number one has to be nikkav kavoy, and it has to be that a yisrael gomor is walking to the and walking into the makom hakavius. If both of those conditions exist, then we have a problem in the Torah. If one of those conditions exists, then we have a problem with the Rabbanon. If neither of those conditions exist, then we don't even have a problem with the Rabbanon. So that was Pshat Nigmas Kasha. The Gemara asked that Kasha in Maseches Chulin, in Maseches Vachim, V'rech B'shino D'Nadai Dei. It licked in that Kasha. What a lump. This Taisa is building up worlds. It seems like the Balei Taisa, they just sat around the Gemara. They had nothing else. There was nothing else written. The Gemara's and Rashi, they didn't have anything else. So they sat around with the Gemara, and they sat, and they knocked their heads against the wall for hours on end. And they asked themselves, why did the Gemara ask the Kasha and the Shinna and the Daidi? That's what the Baal Tais did all day. They learning the Gemara and Zvachim. They're sitting there with their scrolls. They got to this line. Lichbishinu and the Daidi. So one of the Baal Tais raised their hands. Read, tell me. Medina Rabbeinu. How could the Gemara ask that Kasha and the Shinna and the Daidi? How is that different from Zvachim Daftas? Kasha. who actually proof from Sachem of Test Pirshul Fenin is a problem. So what was Pshat? What was the Gemara asking such a silly question? So somebody else really says, wait a second, wait a second. We said in Sachem Daftas that there's the principle of Pirish Lefaneinu. Who said that's a Din Deraisa? Maybe that's a Din Derabanan. And it makes sense because there the Kavua Deraisa. Because there the Isser is Kavua Bim Koimoy. Ooh, by a Kavua Deraisa, it's Kenzan. Chazal made a Takwana, you know, Pirish Lefaneinu. Aber in Zvachim, where there's no Deraisa, because it's not Nikah Isser Bim Koimoy. We have no idea where the Isser is. It's only a Derabanan here anyway. Ooh, it's a Derabanan. With the Pirish Lefaneinu, which is Vaida Derabanan, 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 Derabanan. Ooh, I ain't the beginning of Erevin. That when you have a double drabban and a zakacha, that's like a milchin a machbid that we just ignore even with the drabban. Wow, it's a whole shikotara. Everyone sort of says I'm sachad of test. In 3-4 lines, I just gave you a whole synopsis of it, but it took them months to come up with this theory. That's the point. Is that what Taisus meant? If that's what Taisus meant, that by when it's only kavua drabban, we don't say pirsh lefaneinu. If that's what Taisus meant, that pirsh lefaneinu is only a drabbanon, that's a big statement. That's quite a mechushik statement. So that was a major, major machlokes. The Gedolei Yam had a big machlokes. Is that really the Pshat Taisus? Is Pirish Lefaneinu really not Kavod Deraisa? That which Taisus proved himself of test, there is a concept of Pirish Lefaneinu, and then they prove from Zvachim that Pirish Lefaneinu sometimes is ignored. Is, again, it's not even going down the route of Taisus. Zvachim says it's never ignored, but even Bedas Taisus himself, that's ignored. Does Taisus mean to commit themselves to this idea that the equation of Pirish Lefaneinu is not as ironclad as we thought it was? So that's really Asher. That's where our sugya begins. This was just the first 40 minutes of introduction. Is Pirish Lefaneinu that Taisus proved exists from Sachem Daftas, is that really a Din Deraisa, or is that only a Din Derabanan? So who's that machlokes with? You never remember from last year? The Gedolei HaPoskim in Shulchan Aruch. Who's that machlokes in the Bach and the Shach? We talked about last year. Somewhere.
We use this to explain Bittel. Why Bittel every Tarovis is.
It's part of, we got a while to go. Okay. So somewhere back there in the tents in the back of 36 Rectico, we spoke about this in some hot day in the end of June. So we'll see if we can chaz it back here a little bit. I think we were doing Kavua before that. We were doing Kavua, we did Kolabosa, we were doing already Kolabosa, we were doing in June's about last year, right? Kavua, we were ready. We got to. Kavua was a Zoom show. Okay. I think it was well into COVID already, Kavua, right? Well, maybe not. I don't remember anymore. Maybe we still had it live. Remember, we were already doing Klirisha and Klisheni. We were already doing on Zoom. I remember sitting in Blima's room talking about Hakan about Klisheni, Klirisha and Klisheni for a week and a half on Zoom. That was the very beginning of Zoom. So maybe we're still at the end of. We're still
in Gidanosha. Like,
this is the end of Gidanosha, right? So this was still on. This was still live. Okay. This was. Probably at the very end of the live tkufa. Okay, so
back with Iran.
Yeah, we're getting there. Okay, so means it's just longer than expected. It's a year and a half ago. It's been a year and 4 months ago. So Rabbi Yisai, this shaila, whether Pirish Lefaneinu that Taisus proved, forced proof from Agamara, whether that's a deraistic kavua, whether it's only a derabantic kavua, that explains why we're not so machmir about it all the time. So that was a major machlokes, the Bach and the Shach. What was the background of Machlokes Bach and the Shach? So we need a little bit of a background to Machlokes Bach and the Shach. So the background to the Machlokes was something that we just spoke about a couple of days ago. We spoke about this. We talked about Safek Echav Aguf, Safek Taravis. We just spoke about this.
Some brought it up.
What?
Some brought it up.
Safek Echav Aguf, Safek Taravis. No, we talked about this recently.
It was brought up, and I think we spoke about it.
Yeah, okay, so let's backtrack for a minute. Okay, let's just get our bearings over here. I have a beitzas treifa. So the assumption is a beitzah came out of a bird that had a hole in its stomach or something. So the assumption is that beitzah is treifa and after that pashas, that's the case. But we're going to work with that assumption. That's what the stuff we're going to give up in a beitzah is. So I can't eat it. So the rice l'chumra. Then this beitzah treifa gets mixed up into 1,000 other rags. So what's it been? So maybe it's bala, it's not bala, what's it depend upon? Depends on what you think it is. Is it a chashuv or not, right? Is it beitzah d'am shiva minyan? We talked about this a lot last year, okay? So let's work with the mindset right now that a beitz is darshu b'minyan, because eggs are always sold, or most of the time sold according to numbers, not according to weight. You go into the store, you ask for a dozen eggs, you don't ask for a bag full of eggs. So we're going to work with that assumption for our purposes, like one day in the Gemara, that a beitz is not bought. So what would the din be if I have a beitz that's traded, that's just iron and an elef beitzim, so they're all osser? What would the din be if it was a suffix beitz that's traded? I don't even know for sure that this egg was treif in the first place. I'm not even sure that this chicken was treif. There's a problem with the chicken's stomach. We don't really know what the din is. We're not really sure what's going on. So I have an egg that's a suffix beitzah, yotze b'treifa, and now that egg gets mixed up with a bunch of other eggs. So what's the din? So it's not clear in the Gemara. Why it's not clear in the Gemara is the Gemara is a brice in the beginning of beitzah. It says the following. Suffix osar, is arva be'alef kul masuros. What are the two ways of reading those two statements in the Braisa? Sveika Osar, assuming that Braisa is talking about a Beitzah Treifa, which is also not clear, but assuming one day in the Gemara is that Braisa is talking about a Beitzah Treifa, Safek Osar, Nisarva Be'elef Kulun Asuras. What are the two ways of reading it?
Nisarva Be'elef or the Vadeh?
Oh, so that was Machlokes Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri, right? We spoke about this last year. So Rebbeinu Tam says that you have to read the Braisa as two different statements. Sveika Osar means, if you have a Safek, Beitzah Treifa, you can't eat it because the Safek derives Luchumra, period. If you have a Vadai Beitzah Treifa, Shenisarav Yacheras, then you have a problem of Dovachosh not being bought. Bought Rebbeinu Tam said. What if it was a Safek Beitzah Treifa, Shenisarav Yacheras? Then you would be able to eat the others. Why? Because you could pick out any egg and say, well, even though Dovachosh is not bought, though, not bottle just means it's not bottle, but it's still a 50-50 chance. I mean, there's a chance that I'm taking out the kosher one. So says Rebbeinu Tam, if there's a chance you're taking out the kosher one, and we're not even sure the treif was your treif, what is that called? Sveik is mutter. Sure, Rebbeinu Tam was so convinced by Daftes. Rebbeinu Tam learned Beitz and Dafgim, he was reading through the eyes of Daftes. So he knew there's a din of Sveik is mutter. So since Sveik is mutter, Mamela, we have a right to be just yank out one out of Tarayvus and say call it a day, no big deal. We don't need robes, we don't need bittles, we're not part of the kavua, none of this stuff bothers us. You can just take one out, it's a midday sveikal and afterwards a sveik and shalom Yisrael. So the Re turned around to his uncle, he's learning in the yeshiva by Rebbeinu Tam, his uncle says, no, again, they're all reading one line in the Gemara. Sveika sura desar becheres kum asuras. So the Re said, no, Mehelig uncle, you have to read that as well. It's a one long sentence, run-on sentence. There's no period, there's no comma there. It's one long sentence. Namely, it's a suffix, and now that suffix, not a vaday egg. That suffix, for the second half of the sentence is referring back to the first half of the sentence. The suffix beitz mina treifa should be arba biachelus kulon asuras. I would have the suffix sveika, so the recoin the phrase suffix echad beguf, suffix echad b'taraypis is no good. You know, that's not called the Sveik Sveika. Why not? Some deep dark secret. We don't know. I mean, we do know, but we're not going to tell you yet. Right? Why Sveik Echav Agov Sveik? But our reference is no good. That's the background to the Sugya. Okay? So hopefully that's up tomorrow. We'll have to pick up on what the follow-up of the Sugya is as to why that Mechloik is the Rebbeinu Tam and the Re sets the stage for a Bach and a Shach as to what is Kavua, where the Kavua appears and there is the Reis. At first glance, we're learning something enough to ask, and the Sugya and Beitza has nothing to do with anything. So we'll have to stay tuned on Shabbat tomorrow to see why that Gemara Beitza is going to impact greatly on how to reap Shabbat this Tosfos over here. Shabbat tomorrow. Take care, guys.